Welcome to the Founding Fearless podcast. We're your hosts, Ingrid
and Cameron,
and we're here to support you through your journey in becoming a fearless leader and discovering your inner confidence.
We are talking all things entrepreneurial through a college woman's lens. We hope to leave you feeling empowered after each episode. Enjoy! In this episode, we are interviewing Shauna Rewald, the founder of the Me Is Me Journal and the founder program coordinator at the Kendra Scott Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership Institute. Throughout Shauna's decade-long career working in social media and marketing, she helped build brands like Aloe Yoga and Grayson. At 30 years old, the dream life she built, while coveted by others, had started to burn her out. Pouring herself into a journey of self-discovery and purpose led her to leaving her marriage and an established career path in the same year, and shortly after becoming an accidental entrepreneur. Her seminal product, the Me Is Me Journal, launched in 2021 with high acclaim and has helped thousands build self-awareness, quiet the noise of the world, and embrace short-term discomfort to move towards their truest desires. The Me Is Me Journal has been featured in CNN, Who What Wear, New York Mag, and was voted one of the best guided journals in Shape magazine. Shauna recently relocated to Austin from Los Angeles, where she currently resides with her partner. In addition to being an entrepreneur, she is also the founder program coordinator at the KS Welly, where she helps cultivate current and future entrepreneurs out of UT Austin. Please welcome Shauna to the Founding Fearless podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Founding Fearless podcast. Today, we're so excited to have Shauna Rewald, the founder of Me Is Me Journal and one of our very own from the Kendra Scott Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership Institute. She is the Found Her program coordinator. Thanks, Shauna, for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so, so excited. I feel like this has been a long time in the making. So we just want to start out with you telling us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, where you went to school, kind of the beginning parts of Shauna.
Okay, yeah. I'm originally from LA, born and raised. I lived in Southern California for my entire life and moved to Austin, Texas in September of 2021. I went to college at the University of Redlands. It's a small liberal arts school in Southern California, kind of like on the way to Palm Springs.
Awesome. And what was your first job like right out of college?
My first job right out of college, I was working for a company called Beachman, and they were celebrity curated subscription sites. So Kate Bosworth and her stylist Cher Coulter had a jewelry line called Jewelmint. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen had a t-shirt line called Stylemint. Jessica Simpson had a beauty line called Beauty Mint. There were six mints. So Justin Timberlake had a home mint. Yeah, it was wild. Brooke Burke had Intimint. And Rachel Bilson and her stylist, Nicole Chavez, had Shoe Mint, which was really cool.
Yeah. So what were you doing there? You were just helping out with...
I started as an intern, and then at the time, Twitter was, like, on the rise. Instagram was not a thing yet. And I was an intern, and then I moved into doing social media there, and I was like, guys, we got to get on Twitter. Like, Twitter's going to be the next big thing. Like, we have to have a presence on Twitter. So I moved into doing social media there, and then I eventually moved into doing ad buying, which now is pretty much influencer marketing. Mm-hmm. So at the time, we were buying ad space on different bloggers' blogs to promote the Shoe Mint and the Style Mint and the Jewel Mint products.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's so really cool. So talk to us now about the Me Is Me Journal and what inspired you to create this journal.
Okay. So I built my career doing social media and marketing for brands, for fashion and wellness brands. And in February of 2020, I got really burnt out working in corporate social. It's very much a 24/7. It's really, really hard to turn off from that role. And I really wanted to move into events. So February 2020, I quit my job, started applying to event roles, and then the pandemic hit. Great. Right around that same time, I was also in the midst of a divorce with my ex-husband, and he was my partner for over a decade. So suddenly, I was at this place where the two things I identified with most, my career and my marriage, had totally shifted, and then we were in a pandemic. So I took myself on this big self-discovery journey. During that time, I was seeing two different therapists, I was listening to all the self-help books, and I was journaling a ton. I ended up taking the tools that helped me reconnect with myself when I really needed them and put them into the journal. And in March of 2021, I launched the Me Is Me Journal.
That's so incredible. And I'm just so interested in how the whole process is of actually creating this journal, and like, how do you write these prompts and how do you then put it into a journal?
For me, I had to learn an entirely new industry because I built my career during working in the digital space. Moving into creating a physical product was an entirely new world for me to step into. So I just started by cold emailing printers and starting to understand what it would look like to even create this physical product and get it printed. There's a whole language surrounding printing and paperweights and color theory. It was so wild for me to learn. And then in terms of the prompts, I really did take the prompts that helped me. So throughout my journey, when I was on this self-discovery journey, I was reading so many things and people were giving me different ideas or different things I could use that could help me out. And so I really did take the things that helped me, and I saw a way for me to be able to help other people. And I was like, okay, I'm going to figure out how to do this. So at the time, I had joined this women's group online with this community called Yellow Co. They're all about women creating meaningful work. And when I joined it, I was like, hey, guys, I'm in the midst of a divorce and I just quit my job. I don't know what I'm doing. But the one thing I do know is that it's my life motto to be the me as me. And that means showing up as the most authentic version of me in every situation and creating space for you to show up that way, too, including today, us in this room. And one of the girls in the group actually said to me, she was like, whoa, Shauna, someone like you could really help someone like me. I have really bad imposter syndrome. Have you ever thought about creating some sort of programming around that? And I was like, no, I literally have never thought about that. So that really was the impetus for me to start exploring what it would look like to create programming around this idea of being the me-est me.
Wow, that's so cool. Also, my first job was at the UPS store, so I think I know a little thing or two about printing if you ever need help. But, okay, so, and then what was, like, prototyping like? Like, how many times did you have to, like, did you go through, like, a lot of different versions? Like, is this version one that you're on right now? Or I'm sure it's not, but maybe it is. How many different versions have you had?
So in my journey of trying to find a printer to work with, I actually started working with a different printer originally. And I learned that in printing, you can do things fast, expensive, or I don't know. There's like three things.
Like a quadrant.
Yeah, there's like a quadrant where it's like you have to pick two.
Yeah.
It's like quality, cheap, or fast or something. Uh-huh, yeah. And so I really wanted it to be quality. And I mean, fast is important, but not that important. Mm-hmm. But quality was the most important to me. And so this first printer I worked with, for some reason, the logo at the bottom of the page kept showing up as pixelated, and it was so frustrating, and they kept telling me that there was nothing they can do. So after getting so close to being towards the end, being like, all right, I found my printer, I'm ready to launch this, I had to go out and start fresh and find a whole new printer to work with. And I'm so grateful for that experience, because now I'm really proud to say that I work with a family-run printer based out of Costa Mesa, California.
I love that. That's so incredible. I love always hearing the behind the scenes and like the journey, the whole process. So our next question is a little bit more about like the marketing aspect of creating a journal. So how does the Me-est Me journal stand out from other journals, and how did you decide to market it?
So I think the Me-est Me stands out from other journals by the look and feel of it. When I went out to create this, I started learning that other journals are really, a lot of them can be so aesthetically pleasing, but they don't actually give you enough space to respond to the question or to actually reflect. So it was really important to me to create space for someone to actually write and reflect and take that time on the page. I think aesthetically it's really different. There's not a brown journal out there. Obviously aesthetics are very important these days. But I really wanted it to be gender neutral. You know, being the me-est me is not about your gender. It's about being you, whatever that means to you. So that was something that was really important to me, was making it really accessible and really gender neutral. And I think that that may not be at the forefront of every journal creator's mind.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we know that the Me-est Me has been featured in Architectural Digest, the New York Magazine, and so many other publications and things. So how did these, did they find you, or were you reaching out to them, or how did that like come about? Because those are, opportunities are awesome, and I'm sure they've been...
They're like once in a lifetime.
Yeah, changing like, wow. for your
It has been absolutely incredible. I learned a lot about press through a friend of mine who just kind of helped me learn the ropes about how to reach out to editors and how to be persistent. And for me, like, cold emailing is where it's at. It's like, it can be so scary, and there's so many times that I receive no's or just no responses, but you just have to keep following up and keep following up. And that is how I did it. So in terms of marketing, I know you asked that question earlier, Ingrid. I started by gifting a lot of my influencer friends that I've met along the way throughout my career, but also other influencers in the space. So maybe if you're an editor that I'm reaching out to, maybe you've already seen an influencer you follow post about it. So that was making it a little bit easier to for them to know who I was. But yeah, I would just cold email them, follow up, be persistent, and not take no for an answer.
So let's say we have a listener listening to our podcast right now, and maybe they're interested in sending a cold email to someone. So how would you go about this? What would be your advice? And what would be maybe like a little template that you would use?
Yeah, I think this is a great question. You start with the subject line and making it something that really calls to them. So if it's an influencer that I'm emailing, I will say their name plus MeSME Journal. If there's an editor that I'm emailing, I will say MeSME Journal for New York Mag Holiday Guide. So that's the subject line. Then when I go into the email body, I'll start by making it a little bit more personalized to them so they know that I'm speaking directly to them. Do a little bit of research, find out what they're into, who they are. Also, making it short and sweet is really important. Sometimes these people get so many emails, and in order to differentiate yourself, you don't want to say too much. So make it really short, really sweet, to the point. And then in addition to that, I always offer to gift a journal to whoever I'm reaching out to so they can really get the experience and touch and feel the journal. And then I sign it as me, and then I usually... do a line, and then at the bottom I'll say, hey, check out the bottom of this email for a little bit more information about the journal. And that way, if they want it, they can read it. If they don't want to, they can skip it.
Yeah, that's really, really great advice. And yeah, things that I think that advice. Even if you're not trying to reach out like in that same way, if you're trying to find a job or do other things, that's really good advice that you can take also. So, okay. Switching gears a little bit, but still focus on MeSME, but I want to talk more about you as an entrepreneur. What do you see kind of as your next steps as an entrepreneur and founder of MeSME? Like, are you in the process of expanding your team? Have you done that? Like, do you guys have a warehouse, new product line? Like, what else is next and where do you see that going?
I'm so excited to be able to answer this question.
Also, like, I know if it's like secret, like, yeah, don't worry.
Well, I'm actually gearing up to create a digital version of the workbook, which is really exciting because people who live internationally, shipping is so expensive for them, and I really want to make it accessible. There's also people who would rather type than physically write. And so that's really important to me to be able to bring the MeSME Journal to more people, make it even more accessible. My goal is to get this journal in the hands of as many people who need it. So accessibility is one of the most important things to me. I'm also leaning into being more of a service provider. I've learned that when I share my story, that it really resonates with people, and the people who need to hear it really need to hear it, which is really impactful for me. And so I've started launching workshops where I'm literally creating a container and holding space and creating structure for people to be able to do the journal alongside this community that also cares about connecting with their MeSMEs.
I love that. So our next question, we're still focusing on you as an entrepreneur, and now we kind of want to look back at your journey. So looking back at your journey, do you remember a specific moment or memory that sparked your interest in entrepreneurship and self-care?
You know, I didn't necessarily see myself as an entrepreneur, but when I think back, I have been entrepreneurial forever. Growing up, my cousin Montana and I would do shows for our family under the name Shantanas. So we would put on these Shantanas performances and sell tickets to our families. It was so fun. Or we would take trips to Hawaii every year as a family for like a family reunion. And we would always try to make money doing people's laundry, doing these like small tasks that we could make a little bit of money doing. So yeah, I think the entrepreneurial spirit has really been in my blood. I just hadn't really known how to tap into it.
So switching gears a little bit to talk about financing, which is a really important part of entrepreneurship and something that I know that a lot of people are going to have questions on. So was the MeSME Journal something that you self-financed or got funding or raised money? How did you go about that?
I'm actually so proud to say that I self-funded it. So because I worked in the corporate world for so long, I was actively saving money during that time. And so when this opportunity opened itself up, I had a good amount of savings to put towards this endeavor. And then from there, selling the first batch of journals ended up making me enough money to buy the next batch of journals. And so now the business is really able to pay for itself a little bit, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's incredible. So now we kind of want to switch gears a tiny bit. You're so multifaceted. So now we're going to talk about the Found Her program and your role as the Found Her program coordinator. So tell us about what this program is. And this is a program at the Kendra Scott Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership Institute for those of you that are listening.
Yeah, the Founder Program is a program that spotlights, equips, and empowers women entrepreneurs and really helps them take their business to the next level. So people apply for this program, and once you get accepted, you get access to our resources, you get to tap into our community, you get to connect with the other founders who have already been through the program, you get grant funding opportunities, mentorship opportunities. It's really an incredible space. And so you either have to have an idea with a pitch deck or have a blooming business. And we really just help learn about what you need and find the people to plug in and help you take your business to the next level.
Awesome. And who is that like open to? Can anyone apply or who can be a part of the Founder program?
It's actually open to anyone who's a part of the UT Austin ecosystem. Most people assume that you have to be a student, but you could be a undergrad or grad student, an alumni, or a staff or faculty member.
Perfect. And so another question, I know there's probably people listening that might be interested in applying. So when do those applications usually open?
Well, we actually just moved it from a yearly program to a semesterly program. So the applications are going to be opening up in the spring. I'm really, really excited about this.
Awesome. I think that like just gives more space for more entrepreneurs and so exciting.
Yeah. And if we have any listeners that are interested in it, I definitely suggest that you sign up for our email list because that's probably where we're going to have the application notification.
Yeah, definitely.
And stuff like
yeah.
That.
Applications will open in the spring to apply for the fall cohort, and then they'll open in the fall to apply for the spring cohort.
Awesome. Okay, so how do you balance? Because like that sounds like a lot. We just talked about all the MeSME, and now basically a full-time job as a founder coordinator. So how do you go about like balancing your time between the founder program and your role as the founder of MeSME?
Well, actually, this role is a part-time position. And they really wanted someone who was an entrepreneur to do this role. I really feel like I lucked out. It's part-time with benefits, which feels almost unheard of. So because it's a part-time role and I'm only working about 20 hours a week on the KS Welly stuff, I really get to spend the rest of my time focused on MeSME.
No, I think it's so interesting because I think I was in one of your interviews, Shauna, when you were interviewing.
Yeah, you were.
I thought it was so cool. Like, we need someone for the Founder program that actually understands what founders are going through. And you're the perfect person for that. And also, like, I feel like your personality is also just great for this whole community of founders.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, like you were just saying before that you hold, I believe, workshops for MeSME.
Yeah.
And so that same personality and that same, like, characteristics, you need that to also lead a group of individuals.
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why I felt so attracted to the Founder program is because they put the founder first before the business. And what Leslie, the director of KS Welly, and I really connected about was that I was able to incorporate the work I'm doing with Me as Me with the founder program coordinator position. And I really get to build my business alongside other entrepreneurs building their business. And that is just more fulfilling than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, that's so cool. It wasn't really just an opportunity for you to grow as a person, but also for your business to grow, which just seems like it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So, okay, what advice would you give your younger self now with, I mean, we just talked about a lot of your experience and things that you've been through. So what would you kind of give your younger self now, whether that is focused on entrepreneurship or it can even be in a different avenue?
I think the thing that I would give, you know, I don't like giving advice to my younger self because I feel like if something would have been different, if I took different advice, maybe I wouldn't have landed here. But if I had to, I would reassure her and say that you are on your path. Everything you're doing is going to lead to your future and to your next steps. And yeah, everything will make sense.
I love that advice. You know, that's actually something I really needed to hear. So thank you.
Everything will make sense, Ingrid. You are on your path. Everything you're doing is going to lead you to your next step. And, you know, 5 years down the line, you'll look back and be like, oh, that's why I did that. It's mm-hmm. making it's showing up here, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so now we're going to switch gears a little bit and we're going to get to know you a little bit better. So we're going to do the rapid fire question segment. So this is just where we're going to ask you like a series of kind of like bulleted questions and we just want you to kind of do the first thing that comes to your mind so you don't have to like think about them too much. So the first question is, what is something that no one would expect about you?
Oh, man. Okay. This is something that I've really kept a secret recently. Wow. But
ooh, a revelation.
But back in college, I used to write and perform raps.
Wait, where would you perform the raps?
To my friends at parties. Like, oh, this was just like my favorite party trick. Just being able to write raps and perform them.
Wow. Ingrid and I have known Shauna for a pretty good amount of time now. Yeah. And this is just something I would have never expected.
Yeah, no, so. Shauna really has this personality that's like calm, all about like self-care. Yeah. And so like, you wouldn't expect this.
Yeah. maybe after this recording, I'll share one with you.
Exactly. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, with the microphones and everything. Okay, so our next question is my favorite question. What is your morning routine?
Oh my gosh, I am so happy that I'm doing this today with you guys, because if you would have asked me my morning routine a year ago, I did not have a morning routine. But my morning routine, and I can't believe I'm one of those people now, but I wake up, I do look at my phone for like 20 minutes. And then I go and I actually meditate, which is crazy because I would always read profiles about entrepreneurs and they would talk about meditating. And I was always like, that feels unrealistic. But no, now I meditate for 5 to 15 minutes. And then I do a mini workout for like 15 to 20 minutes every morning. And then I make my morning coffee while my coffee is brewing. I'll brush my teeth, get in the shower, come out, drink my coffee, and get ready for the day.
Nice. What's your go-to coffee?
My go-to coffee lately has been just like a drip coffee with oat milk.
Delicious. Nice. Pretty simple. Okay. Who is your favorite entrepreneur or leader?
My favorites are, I would say Brené Brown is super inspiring, and it feels really cool that I can call her a colleague now. Hey! Glennon Doyle is just incredible, and I really enjoyed following Jenna Kutcher's journey.
I love that. Okay, so next question. What is your favorite TV show to binge? I need recommendations anyway, so.
Oh my gosh. I have become such a homebody, and now I watch so much television, but I really love the Real Housewives franchises.
Oh my gosh. Which one's your favorite?
Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with Real Housewives of Dallas and Real Housewives. It's no longer on, R.I.P. Yeah, I know. And then Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is...
I love Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Incredible content. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. One show that you may not expect that I love is actually the show Big Sky.
Oh, I always see commercials for that when I used to watch The Bachelor. It would always be coming on afterwards. And
it
it's like
so good.
It was kind of creepy, I feel like.
Yeah, it is a little creepy. I definitely can't watch it alone.
And like, yeah, I can't watch like crime anything because I'm like so nervous. So, but it does look pretty good.
Yep. Big Sky. I recommend it.
Nice, nice. Okay, do you have any favorite books or podcasts?
Honestly, one of my favorite podcasts is How Long Gone. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but it's created by a guy named, but two guys actually, Chris Black and Jason Stewart. Jason Stewart was a longtime DJ in LA, and Chris Black is like a fashion editor. And both of them just have the funniest commentary on LA restaurants and New York restaurants, and just like the fashion scene. And they always interview the most interesting people, and I just laugh really hard listening to that podcast.
That's awesome. Okay, so our final question for you today, Shauna, is that we ask everyone who comes on to our podcast is, what does founding fearless mean to you?
Founding fearless. I think it's about having the bravery to take action on what your heart desires.
Ooh, I love that.
I think we need to make like a postcard or like a art piece with all the different words.
I think that would be awesome. Okay, Shauna, thank you so much for coming on the Founding Fearless podcast. This conversation has been so fun. So for people that want to check out the Meest Me and you and everything like that, where can they find you and all the Meest Me content?
Well, if you want to find me, my Instagram is at Shauna Rewald, just my first and last name. If you want to find Meest Me on Instagram, it's at me.est.me. And then the website is meestme.com. So meestme.com.
Perfect. And then if someone wants to learn more about the Found Her program, where should they go?
If they wanted to find out more about the Founder program, they could go to kswellinstitute.utexas.edu, and there's a drop down where you can learn more about the Founder program. It says Founders there, and you can meet our current Founder cohort, who are absolutely incredible, and apply yourself.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Shauna.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to subscribe and follow the Founding Fearless podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And don't forget to like, rate, and leave us a review.